The Kohler Company, based in Kohler, Wisconsin, has a long history of contributing to the state's economy and its green space. In the 1960s, the family donated a parcel along Lake Michigan. Combined with additional land, it became Kohler-André State Park and is a popular recreational destination. Now, Kohler wants to create a world-class golf course adjacent to the park. The Wisconsin DNR is taking prescribed steps in the permitting process, part of which is a public hearing being held Thursday in nearby Sheboygan. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz took a look at the site and learned not only are opinions split on the project, but it has already had some unexpected ripple effects.
The Kohler Company envisions turning these woods, where sandy terrain gives way to unique wetlands, into an 18-hole golf course. But people like Claudia Bricks picture long walks within the canopied landscape, then zigzagging the dunes.
Look at how these juniper legs just crisscross across the sand dune. That's what holds the sand dune in place.
Bricks lives a couple of stones' throw north of the Kohler parcel. Beyond lies the state park that bears the Kohler name.
Look towards the land for the proposed golf course, that way, and you look to the land that's the state park. There's no difference. It's the same thing, a combined ecosystem that has been that way for eons.
Brooks and a handful of other neighbors organized, they say, to make their voices known as decisions are made that will impact their environment. She says their circle is widening.
I know that we've got over 7,000 people who have signed our petitions, and maybe closer to 10,000 now. Hey!
Fellow organizer Mary Fadash says they've spent many hours around her dining room table. She says too few people understand how engineering a golf course would impact not only ancient dune systems, but rare wetlands called ridge and swale, and the forest and native grasses that surround them.
They have said consistently, oh, well, we've chosen this preferred alternative because it allows us to impact the least amount of wetlands, which is 3.69 acres. However, they neglect to say that a huge impact will be the secondary impact of deforestation. That when you take down 160 acres of trees, which have wetlands among them, that they'll dry up.
And Fadish says there's little talk of the chemicals on which a golf course rely to transform a sandy terrain to a lush green oasis. She shudders to think of the impact of groundwater and the Great Lake that we can see from her window.
That's another issue, that we can't protect Lake Michigan.
The Kohler property was historically located within the town of Wilson. Board Chair John Eamon was motivated to run for office because of the golf course proposal. He felt residents needed to be involved in the discussion. Eamon says the town tried to negotiate with Kohler. Then the company turned to Sheboygan to annex the parcel with the city. Sitting in a bustling cafe, Eamon says the move will result in lost revenue for the town of Wilson and sets an unsettling precedent.
It creates a path deep into the town from which further annexation can take place. So that's the real concern. And it's interesting because I think that a lot of people leading maybe the opposition to the golf course, a lot of those people live in the Black River area, which is the kind of the natural residential, forested residential area in the town that Claudia lives in and others. But now, with the annexation, it's more the residential neighborhoods in the interior of the town that now are starting to fear for for their future, right? Because that's where really the annexation would take place. That's where we have a lot of undeveloped land, farmland, that could easily be bought up by, the city or Kohler or any developer.
But not all area residents are worried about the proposed golf course. I talked to Sheboygan County resident David Hendrickson as he and his wife left the Parkside Family Restaurant.
Great idea. I think that it's become a great golf destination. I think another golf course along the lake would be great. I'm a golfer. I love it.
I hope to sit down with someone with the Kohler Company. A spokesperson thanked me for reaching out but said its team members are very busy and not able to meet. He shared the following written statement from Dirk Willis. He's group director of golf for Kohler Company's Hospitality and Real Estate Group. Kohler Company is pleased to reach this major milestone in the ongoing review of our public golf course project and remains committed to following the appropriate process as we move the project forward. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.